Make more happen.
Praise the Lord. It's time for the Saints Perspective with your host, Pastor Brian Edwards. Be blessed as you receive practical principles from the Word of God that will minister to your daily walk of life. Please stay tuned as we listen to the Saints Perspective.
Amen. Ephesians 3 and 20. The King James Version is very familiar to us. So why don't we just read that together? Begin. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Let's read that one more time. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. I'm going to go back to Exodus 9 and 12. Now listen at this, and I'll explain why I brought this in at the latter, at the end of the message. But look at this 9, and it says, "And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had spoken unto Moses." I'll read that again. "And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had spoken unto Moses." Just tell your neighbor, there is no limit in God. I can put that as plural. There is no limits in God. I'm going to say there is no limits in God. He is God. He can do anything. He is God. He can absolutely do anything. He can absolutely do everything. Impacted the world for good were not those who resolutely adhered to the pathways of the past, nor were they their ones who clung to the traditional way of doing things. They were not those who were pleased to timidly linger in the realm of the known or in the realm of the tested. Those who impacted the world for good were not inclined to dwell in the safety of the shallows or mediocre or what they understood. They were not satisfied. They were not satisfied. These people that impacted the world were not satisfied. Is there any dissatisfied people here today? They were not satisfied. They were not satisfied. I know some of you may want to go to that scripture that says, well, the Bible says, Pastor, Philippians 4:11, "For I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content." Yes, content. And when you look those two words up, contentment is not satisfaction. Contentment is not satisfaction. You can be content to be where you are, but still desire to be more or to be better. Contentment is not satisfaction. So don't take that scripture out of context. So these people that impacted the good were not satisfied. They were not satisfied with the mediocre or the mundane or the known. What are you talking about? Well, let's make it practical before we go spiritual. Well, we had horse and buggies, correct? We had horse and buggies, and we were in the 1700s and the 1800s getting to our destinations on horses. We rode horses from here to there. We rode mules and donkeys from here to there. Somebody came along and said, "There's a better way to get to my destination." Somebody invented the automobile. Because they were not satisfied with, you know, I know some people say, "Well, I'm good, I'm satisfied." Somebody was not satisfied with a horse and said, "There's a better way." Amen. I know we had candles in the 1700s, we in the first century, we had candles and fire, and we wanted to illuminate the inside of our houses. We had candles. Somebody said, "There's a better way to get light." Somebody invented electricity. Don't you appreciate somebody who was not satisfied with the known? Don't you appreciate the light you have? Don't you appreciate the automobile? It was not you, but somebody said there's a better way. Y'all remember outhouses? I don't. But I remember the stories of my dad that said when they went to the bathroom, they had an outhouse. In the medieval culture, they had something that they called a commode. Kings and rulers and royalty, they had commodes. It was no plumbing. It was a portable potty that kings and royalty sat on, and the peasants and the slaves and the servants had to clean up the feces and the urine from a portable commode. No plumbing. Somebody came along and said, there's a better way. What you have now, it was somebody that said, there's a better way. Contentment is not satisfaction. You know, there is an improvement. So he gives us in this scripture, he says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. That means you have to be like an inventor, knowing that there's something else that I need. There's something else that God can do in my life. There's something else. I don't have everything. I don't know all of God. I don't know all of him. I know he saved me. He's my savior, but I want to know him as a healer. I want to know him as a deliverer. I want to know him as a miracle worker. So there is something else that I need, because God has no limits. Tell your neighbor, God has no limits. And he says something in that first chapter of Ephesians. I didn't read it, but in that first chapter, he kind of sets us up for that third chapter. He says, wherefore I also, this is the 15th verse. He says, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Paul says, when I heard that you got saved, I heard that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, I even pray for you. But listen at this. Paul said he prays a specific prayer. Listen at this. Paul said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, watch this, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. In other words, he said, I know you got saved, but now I'm praying that God gives you wisdom. He gives you a hunger. He opens up your eyes. He enlightens you that you may know what the calling is. You are the hope of his calling. The hope of Christ calling in you. He died for you. He died for you. So you are his hope that you get saved. The hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Didn't you know you got an inheritance? Don't you know you have an inheritance? In other words, you have an inheritance. I know I got salvations, but inherited eternal life has been inherited. I have inherited eternal life. So the riches, one of the riches is eternal life. I can escape hell. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe? In other words, he is so powerful. He has power that waits for you. He has Holy Ghost power that waits for you. He has deliverance power that waits for you, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. So he really sets you up to let you know that there is more to get in God. There is, the old saints used to say, higher heights and deeper depths in the Lord. The old saints used to say, Lord, take me higher. Anybody want to go higher in the Lord? Anybody want more? Anybody want more? You're not greedy. Anybody? Is there anybody that want more? I want more. I want more of the Lord. Paul, who wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, almost two-thirds of the New Testament, Paul said it himself. Damascus Road experience, a great teacher and preacher. He said in Philippians 3 and 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. In other words, Paul knew Christ, but he says that I may know him. Paul knew Christ, but he said that I may know him. Y'all not missing that. Paul knew Christ. He was writing to a church. He was the leader of the church. He was encourager of the church. But he said that I may know him. In other words, all that you know, there's more to know. How many want the more of the Lord? How many want to know the Lord? I want to do some praying and meditating and fasting. And it's hard to do that when you have to prepare. I'm tired of the routine. I'm tired of the mundane. I'm tired. I am tired. I don't want the same. I'm looking to God for God to rain down, to saturate his people. There's too many people. I can only talk about this local church. There's too many people in here are so comfortable. In other words, you've made this your home church. And the Lord said it's a danger to make his house your home church. You know what? That sends a suggestion to you that I'm comfortable here. Anything you're comfortable with, you won't worship. Anything you're comfortable with, you won't praise. You won't prepare for. You know what you do? You prepare to go to work. You put on your makeup. When you get home, the first thing you do is slip those shoes. You don't even get in the door. You're slipping those shoes off, taking off that dress, taking off that suit, getting into something comfortable because home is comfortable. So anytime you say, this is my home church, you are too comfortable. In other words, you didn't come for a worship experience. You came to be comfortable. And it's a shame when my Savior has died for me. He has delivered for me. And I'm too comfortable to give him praise. You're too comfortable. If I'm comfortable enough to tweet and to text and to talk, and to just sigh, and if I'm too comfortable that the Lord is not doing anything, I can't feel God. I can't feel God. I can't hear God. I'm too comfortable. I'm looking at people, and I don't see God. You're too comfortable. In other words, don't see me, hear God. So, Lord, I'm tired. I'm tired of coming to church. And we respond to lift your hands and praise God. We respond to that. The pastor say, clap your hands. You clap your hands. You don't clap your hands on your own. I'm so sick of praise teams. We need praisers. I don't care who's preaching. I don't care what song is sung. I don't care where she's at. She is the first one to stand up because it's never about. It's never about the song. It's never about your favorite preacher. It's about the word of God, and I have a chance to give God glory. I have a chance. I have a chance. So I told God, I'm tired. I'm tired of looking at folk comfortable tweeting and texting and talking and just visiting with their grandchildren and just visiting with each other and talking when the word of God is going on. I said, I'm tired of comfortability. The Lord said, it cannot be a home church. In other words, scratch that off your list. It cannot be a home church where my family is here. I'm comfortable. It's got to be a worship experience. I told the Lord, shake up this place. Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake some folk off the pew. Shake some folk off the pew. Shake some folk off the life. Somebody may have to die for us to get the message. That God wants to do more. God wants to do more for you. If you yield to him, if you have the desire that I need the more of God, I need the more of God. I need the more of God. I told the Lord, I'm tired of the same old prayers. I'm tired of the same old, same old. Somebody needs to be delivered from their hang-ups. Paul says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask. Well, you all really don't know what that means. I tell you, you take advantage of stuff that somebody sweated and died to give us. You get in the shower, turn on hot water, where back in the 1800s they had the boil water. You don't think about that. Somebody had to die and to sweat to give us what we enjoy. Y'all looking at me funny. You got cell phones this thin. You got cell phones this thin. You got cell phones. You don't have a cord. In other words, you don't have to be hooked up to the wall. You can just call somebody right where you are. Somebody sweated and died for that technology. You're looking at me funny. When the plane was invented, somebody went up in that first plane and fell and died. And someone said, I can't do it that way. I got to make it better. Somebody went a little further, crashed and died, and they improved. Somebody died for you to get on the plane comfortably. So what are you saying? In other words, those people desired more. So in other words, God needs to make you an innovator of worship. He needs to make you an inventor of praise. In other words, you need to praise God like you want him to do something great, something miraculous. What are you talking about? 1950, if you would have told somebody in the 1950s that they'll be able to use a phone without a cord, they would have laughed at you because it was beyond their thinking. Y'all looking at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. In other words, God says, I can do anything beyond your thinking. Because who gave the person the technology or the innovation to do it? God put it in their mind. So spiritually, he has so much more for you if you just desire it. He's looking for hungry people. He's looking for thirsty people. He that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. That's someone who's just going to worship the Lord and live for the Lord and be what God is calling for. And yes, let's grow the church. That's not an indictment. That's not an indictment. That's not an indictment. But if he says go into all the world and preach the gospel, he says go into the world and compel them to come. Go to all nations preaching and teaching them. This local church is not all nations. We have to expand what we are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you fishing for anybody? Are you fishing for anybody? Hallelujah. Come on, tell your neighbor, this is not your home church. It's God's house. He said, my house will be a house of prayer for all people. Amen, church. If we could ever obey that scripture, Psalm 104, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Enter into his gates. In other words, only reason we have a praise leader because you all have not obeyed this scripture. Because when you get out the car, when you come into his presence, you are to enter in his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. And bless his name. Oh, bless his name. That's why I said I was glad. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. This is a place where I'm supposed to see the Lord work and hear him speak his word and speak prophetically. This is the place where I don't care who's up here. I want to hear the Lord. I want to see the Lord. God cannot be contaminated, but you can hinder him. You can hinder him with your unbelief. You can hinder him with your lack of worship. He cannot be all he can be in your life if you don't give him your all. Oh, bless his name. Amen, church. You don't understand. He doesn't need your praise. Praise is for your benefit. Worship is for your benefit. If these should hold their peace, the very rocks will cry out. God's got a bird saying thank you. God's got the lion saying thank you. He doesn't need your praise. The heavens declare the glory of the Lord. But since I need God, since I need a miracle, since I need his help, since I need his healing, I give him praise. I worship him. I invite him in to my circumstances. On my job, it's bless the Lord. On my job, it's thank you, Jesus. In my home, it's bless the Lord. But when I come into this place, it should reiterate what I've already done Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I'm just going to let you know that God has been good all the time. And it said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name. I can't, Mother Head, go in to 2017 the same way. I cannot. I've been telling the Lord, I've got to see a change. I've got to see a manifestation. I do thank God for the new members we've had. But I'm working in a deficit. Tell your neighbor, he's working in a deficit. Because Peter has me beat. Because Peter, after he comes out of the upper room speaking in tongues, he comes out and he declares, these are not drunk as ye suppose, but this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel, that in the last days I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters, hallelujah, they'll prophesy. Oh, bless his name. Your young man shall see visions. Your old man shall dream dreams. In the last days, God wants to pour out his spirit. So I'm saying pour it out, because Peter has me beat. I do thank God for the increase, but I'm looking for a new place. I'm looking for a bigger place. I'm looking for a bigger place to fill up. We're almost 80. We're 80% full. We're 90% full. On a good day, we can't get them in. But I'm looking for an overflow. So the Lord said, I'm still working at a deficit. Because Peter began to preach Christ. And the Bible says 3,000 got saved after Peter preached. So I'm still looking for 3,000. If Peter can do it, that same spirit that I was on the altar tarrying for, saying, thank you, Jesus, 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 that same spirit. They were saying, call him, give up, let go. That same spirit that God filled me with the Holy Ghost. And I went home speaking in tongues. It dwells in me. So I'm asking God for the increase. I'm specific. I'm asking God, if you gave Peter 3,000, and then it says was added and multiplied. In other words, what we have is not enough. Tell you never, what we have is not enough. And the problem is you're too comfortable. I got saved. My family is here. I don't need nothing else. But the same God that rescued you from a burning hell, that went and got you off the corner, that went and changed your life out the bar room, that same God wants to save others. How dare you say God is not saving anymore when he saved your soul? Tell you never, you're too comfortable. God wants to do more. He wants to do more. He wants to do more. Come on, say he wants to do more. Oh, you all getting this message. He wants to do more. Let me get back to Exodus. But the Lord said, first of all, you got to deal with flesh.
God bless you. We hope you have enjoyed the Saints Perspective broadcast. If this ministry has blessed you in any way, or if there's an area in your life you would like Pastor Edwards to address, feel free to write us at New Testament Church. The address is 15003 Joy Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48228, or call us at 313-582-1610. Again, that number is 313-582-1610. To learn more about our ministry, you may visit our website at www.newtestamentchurchdetroit.org. So until next week, we say unto you, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
Sponsored by New Testament Church.
Hi, this is Pastor Dan McGee from Grace and Truth Radio, and I'd like to personally invite you to join me each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. for verse-by-verse teaching right through God's Word. We'd love for you to join us right here on Faith Talk 1500.
Listen to Grace and Truth, weekday mornings at 11:30 on Faith Talk 1500. Catch the podcast anytime at faithtalk1500.com.
This is Pastor Emery Moss Jr., your friendly neighborhood apologist. Join me each and every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. on Faith Talk 1500. We discuss all things biblical and give you challenges to test your biblical knowledge. Don't forget, we have Open Air Monday, which is always open for your Bible questions, and Relationship Wednesday. That's Bible Talk weekdays at 6 p.m. right here on Faith Talk 1500.
ChurchStaffing.com has hundreds of free job listings for pastors, secretaries, maintenance, and IT. Get a job you truly care about. Go to ChurchStaffing.com. ChurchStaffing.com.
Merry Christmas, Metro Detroit. And here's an early gift. The Gettys. Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas Tour is coming to Detroit Friday evening, December 9th at Cornerstone Baptist Church in Roseville. Irish Christmas, a celebration of carols featuring the Gettys and their band.